Nobody likes having a toilet emergency, do they? And it can happen because not always is there a toilet close by. Is one accessible? Is one even working? Look, unfortunately for me, toilet emergency happened in my own house the other day. My toilet's been playing up, actually. So I had to call a plumber in to come and fix it. Anyway, I got a call from my partner just after work and was like, the plumber's already at the house. Can you quickly race home and let him in? So quickly grabbed all my stuff, left work, went home. And on the way home, I'm like, God, I really have to go to the bathroom really badly. Had to go and do a number two. I'll be honest, I had to do a number two. Some people say girls don't do it. Look, I'm sorry, I do it. Whatever. Now, the plumber is already sitting at my house and he's in there, he comes in the house, he's fixing away, he's telling me what's wrong, and I'm just like pacing up and down my house like, you have no idea. It was getting to a dire straits situation here. Sort of thought to myself, I'm going to just have to go in the backyard here. I don't have a choice. I'm going to have to go to the bathroom in my own backyard. Anyway, as I am like just figuring out how I'm going to sneakily get some toilet paper out of the bathroom, he says, okay, I'm done. Can you come through? I go through and he's like, I've just basically raced him out the door and I'm like, yep, it's all good. Just call my partner about it. Yep. Oh, sorry. I wasn't really listening. Yep. Just, it's fine. You can leave now. All right. See you later. Race to the bathroom and thank God I made it. However, it could have been so much worse. Oh, the stress of it. Hey, isn't it stressful when you've got to go and you just can't? Give me a call on 13 12 16. Let me know what your toilet emergency has. 13 12 16. This is a safe space to share, everybody. We've got a call. What was on 13 12 16 here? What was your name, sorry?
Clem, how you going?
I'm good, thanks. Have you had a toilet emergency?
Yes. Bit of an embarrassing one, actually.
What happened?
When I was living down in Brisbane, I went to visit a friend at his workplace and I had to go to the toilet. And I said, where's your toilet? And he goes, go down there at the end of the building. So I literally grabbed the keys and sort of ran to the toilet.
Yeah.
And sort of, before getting there, kind of didn't make it. Yeah, and it was a number two. Had to do what I had to do. And on the way back to where he worked, kind of made a mess of my boxer shorts.
Yeah.
And then there was a police car sitting right next to my car where I just like sort of quickly hide my pants. And the female police officer looked at me and as if I had something illegal to put in my car. So I eventually put it in there and walked inside the building. But oh my God, it was so embarrassing.
Oh, you poor thing. You poor thing. Lucky she didn't say, excuse me, sir, what's in your hand? And you had to show her. That would have been, she would have never asked that question again if you had to do that.
No, it wasn't fun. It wasn't a good night.
No, it never is it? I feel for you.
Well, there's my story to share with you guys.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
See you, mate. Bye.
Hey, Ben, have you had a toilet emergency?
Well, the question is, how many haven't I had?
Oh, yes, no, Ben, you poor thing.
That much.
Oh, really? What kind of situations have happened?
Well, there's a variety of situations, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5. We'll go all the way out and go to the worst one for you.
Yeah, okay.
You know a club called Mama Africa's?
Yes, I do.
It's a bit of a weekly ritual for me and me mate, you know,
sure.
And it'd be rude to dog the boys and not go out, so after having a few too many Indian curries and a few too many vodkas, we decided, you know what, stuff it, let's go to town. Right. Mama Africa, we're in there at about 11 o'clock and dang, these bowels went.
Oh, no.
Well, what a club toilet's like. You sort of got to put your feet on the walls and, you know, try to just do a bit of a hover above the toilet.
That yeah.
So I raced down to the lagoon toilet and they're always pristine, but had I have decided to do that 15, maybe 10 minutes earlier, I would have been right, but...
Oh, you didn't make it to the lagoon toilets.
Wasn't to be, you know.
Oh, no, you poor thing.
And as I said, it would have been rude to dog the boy, so off comes the undies. woke up in the town like a real champion.
You're a legend, mate. Well done. Did you enjoy the rest of your night?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good, good. Oh, Ben, thanks so much for sharing. That was great.
No worries.
Have a good day. See ya.
Yeah.
You know what I should have asked Ben? If he picked up that night after. Ali on 13, 12, 16. Ali, what was your toilet emergency?
Well, I was playing netball in our netball uniforms, you know, one of those all-in-one bodysuits.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, well, I'd gone up for this intercept and I was like, had to really, really strain.
Yeah.
And I caught the intercept and when I came down, there was a bit of a fart, but with the fart came a nugget.
Oh, no,
in the bottom
thing.
Of my netball dress.
Oh,
and
no.
So, like, I had to call time because I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? I can't keep running around with a nugget in my netball dress. I called time and ran to the toilet and I like, oh my God. So I just like cleaned myself up and ripped my undies off. And because it was an all-in-one bodysuit and pulled my netball dress up, commitment A plus, and went back out there and finished the game.
Oh, did you win?
Yes, we did.
Yes, it was worth it. The nug was worth it. Oh, my God, Ali, thank you so much for sharing. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
Joel on 13, 12, 16, what was your toilet emergency?
Yeah, actually only about half an hour ago.
So, oh, no!
yeah, driving back from out the mines there. There doesn't seem to be too many any service stations open along the highway there that are willing to let you in. So.
Right, so it was just, you know, out on the side of the road job, was it?
Yeah, the paperwork on the side of the road got filled, didn't
it? Oh, no!
And we're split, so if you're out around the Moranbah area, that's a pretty big area, but just be careful of the paperwork.
Don't go picking up any pieces of paper in Moranbah, everybody.
Yeah, no, I did dig it in.
Okay.
It's really only fair to dig it in, but...
Oh, my gosh. Well, look, thank you so much. That really brightened my day and made me feel better about my toilet emergency, that's for sure.
Yeah, a bit of a poo situation, but anyway, we're sorted.
Love it. Thanks so much for your call, mate.
Oh, pleasure.
We got John on 13, 12, 16. John, what was your toilet emergency?
Well, I was out on the drink one night in a small, in a country town.
Yes.
I won't name the town. Anyhow, I was in between the bowl club and working back to the pub. And I was really busting to go to the toilet. So
yeah.
I pulled up and relieving myself beside a tree.
Yep.
Then a policeman walked up beside me.
Ah.
And I'm going, and then he decided to leave himself along the tree as well.
What? No. Oh, my God. That never happens.
And then a detective walked up.
Oh.
And he did as well. Lucky I was on the night on the piss with him.
Yeah, lucky. Oh. You got us, you got us, yeah.
One of my mates got booked about 3 months before peeing in a public place.
Yeah, well, it's quite expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's funny. Lucky they're your friends, hey?
Yeah, lucky always.
John, thanks so much for your call this morning.
You have a good one.
You too, bye.
Bye.
Kayla, what was your toilet emergency?
It was a couple of years ago. So I was driving and, like, obviously I was on a bridge and I'm like, oh, my God, I need to go to the toilet so bad. And if you're a girl, usually it's, like, super hard to hold on.
Of course, yes.
So I was driving and I'm like, this is, like, desperate. Like, I'm literally going to pee my pants. So I had a towel in the back seat. I dead set put the towel on because I was like, it's happening regardless. And I had to pee on a towel while driving and then sort it out, like, when I got up the road.
Oh, no, you poor thing. At least it was, like, pee and not the other thing.
Oh, exactly, exactly. But, yeah, I had to go home to, you know, people at home and had to confess, obviously. And
Yep. At least you were going home and not going out somewhere. Like, imagine if you were going out for lunch or something and you just had to, like, spend the whole day with, like, pee all over your clothes.
Exactly. These things happen to the best of us.
So it does. It absolutely does. Oh, thank you so much for sharing, Kayla. Have a good day.
No problem. You too. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.